Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Climate change is something that is affecting the world and our ski mountains. In fact, last year's snowfall was so poor and resulted as a contribution to the fire and basalt. To be able to catch up on Colorado's needed snowfall, it will need to snow close to 200% of as much as it did last year. Snowpack statewide improved 13%, but still is only 72% of normal as of late October to late April.
With low snowfall, we have low river flow. 2017 was the second lowest measurement recorded in the Roaringfork Valley in 30 years. It has huge complications, including the health of the fish, whitewater rafting, kayaking, and irrigation for farming. Reservoirs that usually get filled with melted snow water are nowhere close to full. Rudai and Lake Powell are just two that have been affected. In September 2017, Rudai Reservoir had 300 cubic feet, and in May 2018, it was only filled up to 60 cubic feet.
From low snowfall, many countries and states are using something called cloud seeding. There are pros and cons to cloud seeding.
Some pros of cloud seeding are cloud seeding could increase snowfall by 5 to 15% per storm. More snowfall would increase snowpack, which would obtain more water by 1 to 5%.
Top two cons for cloud seeding would be cloud seeding may use chemicals that are harmful. Silver iodide is not currently known to be hazardous to human health. This might change in the future as more and more research is being conducted and completed. It can also lead to abnormal and unpredicted weather patterns. Though cloud seeding is believed to regulate the weather, some people fear that it might ultimately change climatic patterns on the planet. Places that are normally receiving moisture might start experiencing drought due to artificial processes of adding chemicals to the atmosphere to simulate rain.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.